Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey, what's up, guys? Stephen here from Project Life Mastery. And today I want to talk to you guys about a pandemic that's happening right now in the world, and it's not COVID. Very few people are talking about it, and it's the pandemic of most people in society lowering their standards and settling in their lives. See, most people in our society, they settle for less than they can be, do, have, experience, and give. They're living their lives on other people's terms instead of defining and living their life on their own terms. They're not stepping up. They're not raising their standards to create and design and claim the life that they truly desire and deserve. And how about you? Where are you right now in your life? If you're to be honest, because only you can answer. Right now, are you living your life on your terms, creating the best possible life for yourself and your family? Or are you just trying to fit in with everyone else, living life on other people's terms, the 99%? Which I think we can all agree, 99% of people, most of society, let me ask you this, are most people truly happy and fulfilled in their lives? Are most people living a life of passion and they love their lives and they feel so much joy and happiness and gratitude and love in their hearts every day? We all know the answer is no. A lot of people struggle emotionally. They don't know how to take charge of their emotions. They try to escape them. They try to numb themselves. They use drugs or food or alcohol or something to avoid how they truly feel because they haven't mastered their emotions. I mean, we look at mental health. So many people are struggling. So many people are depressed. They have anxiety. You know, they struggle with overwhelm and stress, and they're using drugs to change how they feel because they haven't mastered that aspect of their life. And it's getting worse and worse every year, the worst it's ever been. So let me ask you this, is most people in society doing what they love for a living, feeling like they have a sense of purpose and mission in their career, their business, that they're contributing to the world in a meaningful way? We know the answer is no. Most people are just trying to survive. Most people, they go to a job that they hate. They can't stand their boss. They hate what they do, but they're comfortable. They're complacent. They've done it for long enough. It's too scary, the unknown, to venture outside of that. So it's easier just to settle. A lot of people have a job, which is an acronym that stands for just over broke in a lot of cases. Living paycheck to paycheck, living for the weekend, because they didn't take charge of their lives. They didn't carefully strategize and plan and create what they really wanted to do and fulfilled their passion in life. They took some action, they got something that they're now comfortable in, and now it's a prison. It's hard to get out of it because, you know, they don't love it, but at least it's familiar for them. At least it's comfortable, at least it pays the bills, and they're willing to settle for something that they're not truly inspired by. Let me ask you this, is most people in society in a relationship that they have love and passion and it lasts for decades? The answer is no. You know, I think in the United States, the divorce rate is 1 in 2 people that get married end up in divorce, and out of the people that stay together, how many of them are really happy? Many of them stay together for the kids. Many of them stay together again because they're familiar, it's comfortable. They're roommates with someone and, you know, it's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. It's somewhat painful at times. But what's more painful and what's more scary for them is to leave that relationship and venture into the unknown, which is even more scary. People have such a deep fear of that. You know, most people, are they financially free?
Are they living their life in financial abundance, or are they struggling? Are they in debt, credit card debt, student loan debt? You know, just barely trying to survive, not thinking ahead, not planning for their future, not planning for their retirement. You know, so many people, guys, they're struggling in their lives. And I think the biggest culprit of this is we have a society where people have lowered their standards. They're just trying to fit in with everyone else. They're doing what everyone else is doing in society. And if you do what everyone else does, you're going to get what everyone else got, which is not much. See, guys, I believe it's not until you decide that I'm not going to just try to fit in. I'm going to stand out. I'm going to be outstanding. I'm going to raise my standards higher and greater than everyone else in society. Because if I just try to fit in, I'm going to lower my standards to everyone else. And oftentimes, you know what happens is that when you decide to venture out and you take charge of your life and you try to make things happen and you step up with your health and your vitality and your body and how you look and how you feel and you pursue your goals and your dreams, your business, your career path, financial freedom, whatever it might be that you pursue, the 99% of people look at you and think that you're crazy. What's wrong with that person? That person's lost it. You know, they should just get a job. They should just settle in a relationship, or they should just take it easy. They shouldn't be so hard on themselves. They should just accept things the way they are. And if you buy into that, then you're going right back to how everyone else is, the 99%. It's not until you make a decision in your life that, you know what, I'm not going to live my life that way. I'm not going to settle. I'm going to create the best possible life for myself, for my family, and my future self and family, because I'm not going to live for the moment. See, there's three different ways you can live life in terms of what you focus on. You could focus on the past, which a lot of people do. Most people, they live in the past, which is over. It's dead and gone. You can't do anything about it. It's the worst thing to focus on, because when you focus on it, you can't control it. And so a lot of people, they focus on the past and the pain and the injustices from their past, and they continue living in it. And when you live in the past, then there's no compelling future for you. In fact, a lot of people, they just continue bringing their past into their present and into their future. It's just more of the same. They're not making any progress. They're not growing. And they often feel like a victim. They feel like they need to blame someone because they don't believe that they can have responsibility in their life, that they can take charge and be in control and change their circumstances. And by the way, I used to be there. When I was 17 years old, before that point, I was shy. I was insecure. I was depressed. I hated myself, hated my life. Had no friends, went to three different high schools, always the outsider, addicted to video games. I didn't believe that I could change. I just believed that this is who I am. I was born this way. This is who I am. That's my identity. And this is how it's going to be in the future. It's not until I made a decision to change when I was 17 years old. And that's what the world and the universe of personal development came in and changed everything for me. Because the first time in my life, I realized that the past does not have to equal the future. That whatever happened in the past is dead and gone. I can learn from it, but there's no point focusing on it much more than that besides just reminiscing. Let's focus on my future and what I'm going to create, because what I do today is going to shape my day and create my tomorrow. When I realized that, everything changed. So you could focus on the past, or you can live for the present, the now. And when you live for the now, some people, they believe, they have the philosophy, I'm going to live for today, tomorrow's going to take care of itself. You know, all you have is the now. And I agree with that to an extent. All beliefs have limitations and consequences, though. You got to understand the consequences of every belief. So if you're living for the present, you're going to live for the now. You're going to enjoy your life fully, which is what a lot of people are doing. And that's great. That's where fulfillment, that's where happiness is found, is right here in the now. But if you just live for the now and you enjoy yourself, you spend your money on whatever pleasures and comforts and things that show up. You know, you're going to spend your money and you're going to shop. You're going to eat out. You're going to just spend your time with friends and watching movies and, you know, really enjoying yourself and your life. That's fun to do. I enjoy that once in a while too. But if you're doing that at the expense of your future, then you're going to regret that. There's going to be pain that you did not anticipate in your future that's coming. And you're going to have to pay that price. See, if you're not right now thinking about and planning for your retirement, then you're going to pay that price. There's a lot of people that are retiring right now that don't have the money. They're scared shitless. They worked their entire life working their asses off, making money, but they didn't keep the money. They didn't keep it. They didn't invest it. They didn't manage it. So now they're in a position where they have to live off their pension. They don't have any investments. They, you know, maybe their pension is not much. That's gonna be something that you're probably gonna regret. You know, yes, it's hard to save your money. It's hard to cut back and make sacrifices, but what's even harder is later down the road when you're 65, 70 years old, and now you can't work because you don't have the energy that you once did. And being in a position where you can barely survive, that sucks. I mean, that's pain, that's hard. So choose your hard. It's hard to sacrifice now, it's hard to work hard now, it's hard to save money now, but it's so much harder later down the road not having money and having to struggle and feeling like you can't really do much about it. At least now you can. And the same thing goes with your health. You could just eat whatever you want, fast food, junk food, soda, sugar, flood your body with that. You might be able to get away with it now. You're young. You got time on your side, but you will pay a price down the road. Those pleasures that you're indulging in, are they good for you, not just now in the present moment, but in your future? Is it sustainable? Otherwise, you're going to end up 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, and your physical vitality and health will be compromised. You'll be obese, as a lot of people in society are. You know, 1 in 3 people die from cancer and heart disease. You know, a lot of people have diabetes and different health conditions. And that's not a way to live life. I mean, at a certain stage of your life, if you are sick, if you are on the brinks of cancer or heart disease or something serious, there's no amount of money that can save you at that point. You know, some of the wealthiest people in the world, they would give all of their money if they could live longer. But what really dictates how long you're going to live and the quality of your health long-term is what you decide to do right now today. Right now today, making the choice to eat broccoli or a salad or your green juice or exercise or whatever you got to do, you know, that's hard to do. I get it. I get that there's discipline in that. There's willpower in that. And yet you have to give up some of the comforts and luxuries that you might enjoy. But what's so much harder is down the road being obese, having back pain, having cancer, having heart problems or whatever else that you could suffer. That's so much harder. And then you got a hole that you got to dig yourself out of. So choose your heart. Now, you can live in the past. You can live in the present. You know, but I already described to you how just living in the now, if you're not thinking about your future, there's going to be pain later. So you could also live in the future. Now, if you live in the future, you're going to plan, you're going to strategize, you're going to anticipate what could go wrong so that you could protect yourself. You're going to sacrifice your present moment today, most likely, to save money, to work out, to use your time wisely because you understand that there's an expiration date on your life. You only have so much time and you want to get the most out of it. You want to make an investment so that you can get the dividends later and things will compound later down the road so that when you are in your 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, you can truly live it up. You can really enjoy that aspect of your life, and at that stage of your life, you'll look back and be grateful and thankful for your past self, for the decisions that you made. But at the same time, if you only live for the future and you're an overachiever, as many people are, that might be you, you're not enjoying the present. So you're always delaying your gratification in the present, the satisfaction and the joy that you could have in the now, and you're focused more on the destination rather than the journey. So how do you live? What's the best way? Well, I think there's a component of all of it, a balance. You learn from the past, you extract the good, but focusing beyond that, there's not much value in it. Not unless you want to reminisce, look back at the magic moments from your life and celebrate the good. But all the negative things that have occurred, is it really worthwhile for you to focus on that again and again?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me ask you this. Would you go to a horrible movie that you've seen before 100 or 1,000 times? Of course not. You'd be an idiot too. But that's what a lot of people do. They replay in their mind the movie of their past, all the negative things again and again. It's not that intelligent. But there's some value that you can pull from the past. Now, the present, you can enjoy it. You can really take the time to smell the roses, to enjoy yourself, enjoy and be having a sense of satisfaction and complacency with your life, feeling like, you know what? I live a beautiful life. And if you think that you don't, then you are deluded. You're lying to yourself. You're blinded. Your brain is deleting all the good, all the beauty that exists right now in your life. Right now, the fact that you're alive is an incredible gift. Right now, the fact that you're using technology and that you get this privilege is an incredible gift and blessing. Right now, the fact that you have your health is an incredible gift. Right now that you have people in your life, you live in this modern developed world that you benefit from all the advancements of other people that are entrepreneurs, they're inventors, they're scientists, they're engineers, people that are creative, people that are making the world better, you get to benefit from that. How cool is that? We live in the greatest time it's ever been to be alive. And if you're not taking the time to really take that in and appreciate the blessings in your life, as insignificant as it might seem, it only feels insignificant because you have such high expectations or you're comparing yourself to everyone else that are further ahead than you. But you could also use contrast and compare yourself that are worse off than you. The people that are in the hospitals right now, the people that are living in third world countries, living off $2.50 a day, that don't have a house, that don't have a school to go to, or they've got to walk 3-4 hours a day to get to school there and back. Like, you've got an incredible life. The fact that you're here alive, you've got to take the time to learn how to enjoy your present and not just try to escape it to your future or your past. So that's something you got to master, but also at the same time, you got to balance focus on the future, because if you don't, you're going to have pain. So you got to balance all of that, guys. And I really think the key, guys, is to raise your standards for yourself, for your life, that you're not going to accept mediocrity. You're not going to accept just good. Because look, there's different standards you can play the game of life by. You can settle for good, which is what most people in society, and you might think, well, Stefan, what's wrong with good? You know, I'm doing a good job at my job. I'm doing a good job in my relationship. I'm doing a good job with my body. I'm doing a good job as a parent. Good is good. You know, you do good things, you get good results. Wrong. It used to be that way. Today, you do a good job, you get poor results, poor rewards. And you might be frustrated by that, but that's the truth. Good is not good enough. Instead, you got to raise beyond that. We live in a more competitive world where if you just do good in your business, other people are going to dominate and destroy the industry. The way you dominate, you become successful in business, you got to raise your standards higher than good. You got to over deliver. You got to give more than everyone else's. That's how you build a brand, a successful business. Same thing in a job. You do a good job, you're going to get fired, you're going to get replaced. You know, there's someone else that's going to be up and coming, that's going to be smarter than you, more committed, more hungry, contribute more to the company, that you're going to get left behind. You're not going to get the promotions. You're not going to go up the corporate ladder. You know, you do a good job in a relationship, your partner's going to look elsewhere for attention or take in that energy that they're going to get from other people. Good is not good enough. See, one of the big problems that people say is, you know, sometimes they say, I'm a good man. Why did my wife leave me? Or I'm a good father. Why do my kids not talk to me? Or, you know, I'm good with my health. Why do I suffer from this ailment or this disease or whatever it is? And the problem is because they're good. You got to go beyond that, guys. You can't just do what everyone else is doing. Everyone else is doing a good job, but it's not yielding the results that you really desire and what you really deserve. You got to raise your standards beyond this to outstanding, where you stand out from everyone else, that you're willing to do the things that no one else is willing to do. You're willing to do what's hard today. You're willing to take care of your body, your health, your relationships, your mind, and your mental and emotional well-being. You know, you're planning ahead for your future. You're investing your money. You're saving your money. You're living your life of mastery. If you live your life that way, you get all the results. You get all the rewards. You're in the 1%, and everyone else looks up to you and says, wow, isn't that person lucky? Now, or sometimes people, they look up at that person, they discredit that person. When really luck, for example, people say that person's lucky. No. Luck is when hard work and preparation meets opportunity. People that are lucky, they did certain things to that they worked hard, and yes, there's an element of luck, but the luck and the opportunity only got utilized because the person took that chance and they prepared for it. You know, you all have opportunities. You have opportunities to change your body, to change your relationship, to change your finances, to build a great business. I share many opportunities, options for you, but it's up to you to take advantage of it, to put in the hard work and the preparation. When the opportunity arises, you have the time, the money, the energy, the passion. You can utilize it and turn that into success and transform your entire life. But it all comes down to a decision that you got to make. The decision of how you're going to play the game of life. Are you going to be on the stands watching everyone else in the game? Or are you going to decide, you know what, I'm going to be the superstar. I'm going to get on the floor. And yes, it's scary. It's uncomfortable. You might fail. But it's better that you fail daring greatly, achieving in the process of actualizing your potential than just being a bystander, a spectator, as most people are. Most people, they're an extra in their own movie. They're not the star of their movie. So it's up to you how you're going to live your life. My channel, my audience, what I talk about and who I am is not for those that are dabblers. The dabblers would not be watching this video right now. They've exited out of this video a long time ago and they're off to some other video that's going to give them some sense of entertainment or comfort or pleasure, because this is a topic that's not comfortable. It's not comfortable to look at your life. A lot of people, you know, you try to share this sort of stuff with them, they don't want to hear it. It's painful. But then they're going to have the regret later, the pain later. It's your choice, which pain do you want to face? The pain of discipline or the pain of regret? Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. I'd much rather face and endure the pain of discipline so that I don't have that regret later. I can sleep like a baby at night and I can write on my tombstone one day, no fucking regrets. That's what I want it to say. Your choice, guys. I hope that this message can motivate you, can inspire you, can speak to your soul, your spirit, and wake something up inside of yourselves, because you deserve it. The human spirit is unlimited. I haven't seen any limitations with it. You're capable of so much more than you can ever possibly imagine or think about. You just got to claim your power, the power that's within yourself. You got to unleash it. You know, you have it within yourself that you can create whatever you want. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care what your life looks like. You know, time and time again, if you look at history, if you look at the most inspirational figures throughout society, they've been through hell and back, man. They hit rock bottom. They hit threshold. They made a change in their lives. And that's what makes an Oprah Winfrey. That's what makes a Tony Robbins. That's what makes these human beings that we look up to in our society. And you too can be that. But you've got to embark on the hero's journey. There's a call to adventure right now. You got to decide if you're going to take that on. And as you take on the hero's journey, as Joseph Campbell says, there's going to be adversity. There's going to be a dragon that you have to slay. You know, but that is what you have to go through to actualize your potential to be your best self. So my friends, I have a call to action to you today for you to step up. Raise your standards right now today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Right now today, what's something that you can do and that you will commit to doing that will improve your life? What's a decision that you can make right now in your life that will transform your life for the better? Maybe it's starting your business. Maybe it's quitting your job, you know, or at least planning that escape and having a strategy to change that. Because you're not going to change until you hit a threshold and you have enough reasons to do so. Maybe this conversation, maybe this video right now can wake you up to that. Because otherwise you're going to live your whole life working a job that you hate. You not think you're going to regret that later down the road? Why not make a decision? You know what? I'm going to quit. It might be scary. I'm going to plan it, but I'm going to pursue my passion. I don't know what's going to look like yet. There's a lot of unknown, a lot of uncertainty, but I'm just going to trust that everything's going to work out. And I'm going to make, as long as you continue taking the right actions, move in the right direction, things will come together for you. It truly will. The same thing in a relationship. If right now you're in a relationship that is not fulfilling for you, you really got to look at that. Oftentimes people escape the pain by changing time zones where they're in a relationship or a job that they hate or they're not happy or satisfied with, but they escape the now. So they go to the past and they say, it used to be good. You know, or man, I worked so hard. I got my degree. I did all this stuff. And they go to the past so they can feel better about their present. Or they go to the future and they say, well, it will get better in the future. Or when we get through this rough patch, or when the kids are older, or when I get that promotion, or when I get a raise, you know, but they're just trying to avoid and escape the present moment because they're terrified of making a change. They're terrified of the unknown. Are you going to change? It's up to you. What are you going to change? What are you going to commit to? What's a decision? Decide on that right now today and do something, small or big. I don't care what it is. Do something to make that change. Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's doing it on the side, you know, spending a couple hours a week. Maybe you don't know how to do everything, but there's courses, there's videos, there's resources, there's books, there's things that can help and support you. And if you work at it week after week after week, you can be in a position maybe a year from now, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, where you can have freedom, you can have abundance, you can have something that you never thought you could. but it's going to be based on what you decide right now today. Same thing with your body. You could be overweight right now. You could be sick. And it might seem like this mammoth, overwhelming task to change that aspect of your life. But you got to think about it and just decide, you know what? I'm going to start that journey of health, of vitality, because I deserve it. And maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's just putting in some healthy nutrition into your body. Maybe it's going for a walk, doing something and starting that path. It's not going to be easy, guys. There'll be many ups and downs. And you might feel scared at times and want to retreat back to your comfort zone, but that's also your danger zone. You got to have the faith and the strength and the courage to keep going no matter what. And if you do, then you get the rewards of what you really desire. That's the human beings in our society that are inspirations to others, because they're willing to go beyond everyone else. They defy the odds. They defy all the limitations, and they step up and they raise their standards. And I want that to be you, because I care about you and I love you, and you're watching this video and you're a subscriber of Project Life Mastery, and that's all I want, is the best for you and our society. And that's in my best interest, because the better that you are, the better that society is, the better world that we all live in together. And I want to create a world and be part of the solution and not the problem. To create a world of love and kindness and opportunity and abundance and freedom and happy, beautiful marriages and relationships and parenting and family and friend dynamic, all of that. That's what I strive for. That's what I want to create. That's what I want to share. And that's why I do what I do. That's my mission. That's my purpose. So I hope I can inspire you in some way, shape, or form today to take action, to create the life you desire and deserve, because you truly do deserve it. I love you, my friends. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. Comment below. Love to hear your thoughts. Love to hear the decision that you're going to make. And of course, subscribe here at Project Life Mastery if you want to continue to master every part of your life. And join me on the journey. I'm mastering myself and my life. Long ways to go. It's a lifelong journey. I'd love to share with you what I learned, my journey, my development, and so that you can also create your own life the way you want it to be. God bless you. Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.